53 senators moved to block a resolution offered by Senator James Inhofe that would have blocked implementation of the EPA mercury rule. Before the vote, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke in favor of the rule, saying it will create jobs and improve the environment and human health.
We are talking about preventing thousands and thousands of premature deaths. We are talking about preventing heart attacks. And we are talking about what is a very serious problem in my state, and that is asthma. We do not want to see more asthma in Vermont or in other states that are downwind.
American Lung Association of the Northeast Vice President for Public Policy and Communications Michael Seelback says the Senate has made a crucial move in blocking the Inhofe resolution.
This measure would have blocked the scientists from the EPA from implementing these new mercury and air toxic standards. And what they're going to do is drastically cut toxic air pollution, which leads to asthma attacks, which leads to premature death, which leads to mercury poisoning. This was a major win for public health, a major win for healthy air. And we were heartened to see, obviously, support by Senators Schumer and Gillibrand. But in fact, the entire Northeast delegation from New York through Maine, every senator voted to reject this resolution.
Adirondack Council Legislative Director Scott Laurie is pleased that the Senate moved to maintain the mercury and air toxic standards rule.
This measure is very important for New York and the Adirondacks in particular. It'll ensure that the hazardous and dangerous levels of mercury that are coming from Midwest power plants will be cut by a significant amount. Hopefully it'll be in the 80 to 90% range, especially for some of the older coal-fired power plants in the Ohio River Valley that spew most of the poisons that come down in the Adirondacks, either from mercury or acid rain.
Scott Laurie says if the rule is ultimately upheld, there should be declines in health and environmental problems.
Hopefully we'll start to see a decline in things like the Department of Health fish advisories and some of our songbirds like the Bicknell's thrush that have high levels of mercury. Hope those would go down. You know, we've got mercury problems with some of the spiders in the Lake George area with Dome Island. I would believe that all of those problems will start to dissipate as we see a reduction in the amount of mercury coming from these Midwest coal power plants.
Mercury Policy Project Director Michael Bender believes it was important to send a clear message to polluters that the mercury and air toxic standards rule must be implemented.
What this rule that EPA does is it levels the playing field. Most of the 1,100 power plants out there already comply today, and then there are these smaller percentages that are getting away with not having to do what all their competitors have done. Many states have already adopted rules. Their industries have already complied, and you have these renegade industries that are out there that profit from getting around the rules that really should have been in place about 20 years ago.
According to the Mercury Policy Project, power plants in the U.S. are responsible for half of mercury emissions. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.